Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
Hi there, Kev House from The Art of Brilliance. Now, I consider myself to be very fortunate in that I have a strong bond with my ex-wife, Marie. We don't hate each other. Right, we got well together, and our marriage is a story of wellness in that when we met, we were out of control with alcohol, highly successful professionally, me in education and Marie in fashion, but we were numbing. We were numbing, for me, type 1 diabetes, and for Marie, bulimia. And we'd been suffering from both for about 13 years, and I think we were both sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I've just had coffee with her, and she reminded me of an incredible story that I want to share with you, which was totally unexpected, because the story was really about me at the start. Because when I had the ultimatum from the doctor, I went home and I signed up to the New York City Marathon. Now, bearing in mind, I've just given up alcohol, I'm 4 stone overweight, and I don't do any exercise, but I've just committed to go and run 26.2. So I start my plan, and I do it differently this time. I really focus on the stories I tell myself, the mental narrative. And then once I start doing that, I start to exercise better. I start to sleep better, eat better, and all of the things start to fall into place. I'm losing weight, I'm feeling better, I'm getting good energy. Plus, I'm sober, which makes such a big difference. Now, this was my dream. Marie hadn't signed up to this, but she was watching me from quite close proximity and seeing the benefits. So she thought, well, maybe I'll have a go at this because the benefits look great. Maybe this could be my way out of bulimia. So anyway, Marie signs up to the marathon, which was amazing, and we start training. Marie had told me when we first met that she was really into going to the gym and exercising, but I hadn't seen any sign of it. So we start doing it slowly, right? Walking and running and building it up. And we got to 8 miles in training. Pretty amazing, right? And everything was going well until Marie started to suffer knee pain, which stopped her from running. So because I was working at the greatest football team, Yellow and Green, World's Greatest Team, Norwich City, thank you. I took her to see the physio, Neil Reynolds, and Neil took a look at her knee and said, I'm really sorry, Marie, that you can't run this marathon, your knee's shot. Because of bulimia, you have got osteoporosis. So she breaks down in tears because she's got this idea that this is the catalyst to help her to get well. And so Neil says, okay, I can see this is really, really important to you to run this marathon. I've got to tell you, you can't run again. That's impossible, right? If you want to do the marathon, the next time you run is on the day of the marathon. But before then, all of your training needs to be non-running. So Marie decided to swim. And although Marie hates cold water, she got in the pool, the University of East Anglia pool, every day to do her sessions to get ready for the marathon. But bearing in mind, she hadn't run. Now, at the same time, I was still running, doing half marathons, building up, and I did 2 20-milers around the city. So I was feeling pretty good. Although I had some uncertainty about diabetes, I was feeling good because I'd been running. I can only imagine what the voices in Marie's head were telling her about the uncertainty because she hadn't run, she'd swum. But the marathon isn't in water, it's on the road, right? So we flew to New York and we get to the start line. They close all the roads and you have to be in Staten Island by 5 a.m. and we're waiting until the start at 9. It's absolutely freezing, right? But then the start goes and we run 26.2 miles. 26.2 miles, both of us. So why do I tell you this story? It's a story of being brave, taking risks and trying to change the narrative in your head about what's possible. Are the voices in your head telling you what you can't do, or are they willing to take a risk and think, maybe I'm stronger than I ever thought possible? And when you do that, incredible things can happen.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!